Starting a business can be overwhelming. You're juggling multiple roles, designer, marketer, logistics manager, all while bringing your vision to life. But for millions of businesses, Shopify is the ultimate partner. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. Build a stunning online store with Shopify's ready-to-use templates. Boost content with AI-powered product descriptions, page headlines, and enhanced photography. Marketing is easy with built-in tools for email and social media campaigns. Plus, Shopify simplifies everything from inventory to shipping and returns. If you're ready to sell, you're ready for Shopify. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your £1 per month trial today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try, shopify.co.uk/try.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
We've been sifting through all the stories this morning. We found a positive, a minus, and something interesting to send you on your way this morning. Who got to pee?
I got to pee
Josh
today.
Got to pee.
Yeah, and I found this very cool article that just came out today, this morning actually, talking about the safest vehicles for new teen drivers and how much they're going to cost you. So I have a question for both of you guys. Jerry, you actually have a son coming up here in a few years.
I know. I've been thinking about what we should get him.
That is going to be the driving age soon. Ooh. Do you want to kind of continue the tradition of like an F-150 family?
I want him in something obviously fairly safe, fairly large, probably four-wheel drive, or at least
absolutely
some good all-wheel drive.
Yeah.
I've honestly been thinking about doing one of those little Bronco sports. The little baby Bronco.
So we have Mike Sanford, who is at our sister station on Altitude.
He
drives.
Yeah.
That guy raves about
it?
That car.
I think that would be a good first car.
Loves it. He's like the gas mileage. First of all, because he's coming down from northern Colorado, kind of like our Big Rob is. And he's like, the gas mileage is amazing. The four-wheel drive is amazing. Yeah. And it's a little sporty. And he's like, yeah, I think
it's sporty. It's SUV.
So.
Yeah, I think
that's going to be his first car. Gosh, it's good to be Jerry's kid, huh?
Well, at that point,
my first car?
At that point, you can buy a 2018 one, I believe.
Yeah,
right?
whenever they came out.
Still,
it'd be
like,
wicked used.
It's good to be Jerry's kid. My gosh.
Oh, they're not that expensive.
No, that's a good car.
My first car was an 85 Blazer. Did I send you guys the picture?
That was a cool car.
I wish I had that car back.
Again, good to be Jer, too, because like my first car was an 81 Chevy Caprice, the biggest hoopty you could imagine. That's what Katie was rolling in. So I'm just saying, be grateful.
It's either the Bronco or, probably a Mercedes.
We'll see how it goes. Mine was a 4Runner.
He's got really good grades for 4Runner.
And you got a really good bank account over there, apparently.
Well, there's a couple of them. So if you want to go for the smaller car, the Toyota Corolla 2019 or newer, those are just coming in at $9,500. So not too shabby there. Then midsize cars, Toyota Camry, Toyota owns this list, by the way. I mean, oh my gosh.
Well, they last forever.
They will last until your first marriage ends.
Yeah.
So those things are unbelievable.
No, for real. I had a Camry that had over 200,000 miles on it, and it was still running just fine.
These ones were a little shocking. If you wanted to get these smaller or larger SUVs, BMW started coming in here. And they're coming in at like 12 to 13 grand. So again,
you can get some used ones. It's going to be a buttload if you need to fix them.
Yeah,
my mom's
exactly.
got a Beamer, and it's
That's
always a
what it is.
It's pricey.
The fixing costs are insane, but it's so funny that the bigger car choices, you know, everyone's like Toyota. Well, those are pricey cars. Those are not the cheaper ones. Yes, they will last you for forever. But if you want like a 2010 or 2005 Toyota Tacoma or Tundra, they are still going for $22,000 or above.
And they probably have 300,000 miles on them.
That doesn't matter. They're like, it doesn't matter for those things.
And
it's
so cheap to fix the Toyotas, too.
That is. Like, I mean, you can go to freaking Walmart and get the parts.
You can. Right. It's very cheap.
But yeah, there's a couple nice new Toyotas that you want or Nissans. Those are all coming in. But yeah, these.
So basically anything is
all of them. Have well no you know what's interesting Jer Ford did not come in at
well
this.
Let's not talk about that
okay well you know what but
we'll
those all have
right
the highest
just move it out
I hey. Wanted to give you the highest safety rating so the Toyotas and the Nissans have the highest safety ratings
okay
for those all little right. kiddos well, that
I'm
like to speed
a Ford
and,
boy at heart so.
Okay.
I think Ford is just expensive. These are ones you can get bang for your buck. Ford is still they
they're
hold
just
their,
hold their value
no they hold their value
hold
that's
what
it says
is,
they hold their value really well
all right well,
yeah
all right buddy good to know Let's go car shopping here in a few years. You and
let's
I.
Do let's it. Do it. I'm down.
Katie, what you got for the minus? I think you have minus.
I do have the minus. And speaking of cars, and this one, a road rage incident. It happened in Pennsylvania, and a woman got so mad at somebody in another vehicle, she got out of her car, she walked over to it, she dropped trowel, and she dropped a number 2 on their hood.
She went poo-poo
and
on the
she
hood?
She did. She what? Crapped all of She did.
She no, went poo-poo on the hood?
The expression is, I'm so mad I could spit, yeah, not I the know. Other one.
What? Poo on the hood?
She did, and it was all caught on video. And this woman is walking around in her what? Skivvies. Like, you can see it. Like, there is an arrow pointing to the defecation that she made on the hood of this car. And then she is, yeah, just casually walking away like nothing happened. The funniest part about this story, to me anyway, is that she told the police, it's fine. It was a clean poop. I didn't even have to wipe.
Oh, my God.
Katie,
what?
This is a direct quote from the story.
You didn't
story.
Have to read the quote.
Why? It's the funniest part of the story. Oh like, my God. So she's like, it
I'm
was
sorry,
a clean getaway.
Everybody listening with it their was, children.
Don't you dare apologize
I'm
for me.
Sorry.
I just thought it was really funny. Obviously, she's in trouble.
It was a crappy story.
She,
it,
is.
It really was.
No, it's not. It's hilarious.
Filthy language.
Gosh, I don't even have any crap stains in my underwear.
Oh,
boy.
All right, we're moving on. Okay,
well,
we are
moving
just
on.
Saying,
oh,
like, this
God.
Lady,
oh, God,
this
Amy.
Lady, she just dropped one. Okay, who's got the eye?
I let's quickly move on. I'm working with a sailor over here.
Goodness.
Jeez-a-loo. All right, so according to a report, we're going to talk about weddings here, and if you're a single person going to a wedding, this here is saying you should expect to spend $461 to attend a wedding. For a couple, $550 to go to a wedding. Now, this is talking about more of a wedding where you need to travel to. So they are factoring in your wardrobe, some travel costs, possibly a hotel, and then a gift. So on average, a man's going to be about $333 to go to a wedding, and a woman, which is surprisingly, is a little lower, $314 if you're going alone.
Oh my
I've
gosh.
Got a wedding.
That's
to,
it?
That's, yeah.
That's if you don't have
it?
To travel, though,
I was thinking
right?
like $1,200 to $1,400.
Yeah, that one's not saying if you have to travel or not.
Because I was famously talking about the wedding that I had to go to. And with everything, it cost, yeah, it was like $1,500,
$1,600. Good man. God. I've got a wedding I have to go to down in the springs here in the summer, and it is. We're going to have to get a hotel and the gift. And
Jeremy's like, we're going to have to stay at the Broadmoor.
Honestly,
it's
I'm
so
probably
weird.
Due for a new suit, too. So.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, and it's going to cost to go to this wedding.
No, it absolutely yeah. does.
And I'm trying to figure out how to get out of the bachelor party, even. Oh. So.
It's hard. Like, it's already hard to afford things out there. And then when you add something in, like a wedding, I think people should just not get married this year. Like, let's
yeah, or just stop.
You know?
Just have small, well, intimate weddings with your family.
Yeah.
That's leave, what leave me out of it.
That's what I've liked about this generation. We're not getting married. So I thought I was going to have to go to a lot more weddings. I've been to like 4, and
yeah.
that's it. I was like, oh, cool. No one's getting married anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. See, if you are a single member of the bridal or groom party, you can expect to spend almost $2,200.
Yeah.
To attend the wedding and the bachelor or bachelorette party. $2,200 if somebody asked you to be in the wedding.
Well, I remember I told you the table that we got, you had to spend $6,000 to be at that table for the bachelor party.
What?
You had to. Yeah.
God,
to get that table.
I'd be like,
as a collective group, we had 14
hard
people there.
Pass, but
we,
still. Well,
I didn't know that till I was there.
Yeah. You're like, Alex, pardon me?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Pardon me?
I don't think I've ever spent $6,000 at a restaurant.
But he was like, well, there's 14 of us, so it's fine. It's like $800 each. I was like,
Yeah, still, I don't think I've spent $800 at a restaurant. Like,
well, it's
goodness.
You're getting bottle service. You're getting the you're getting everything.
Yeah, popping bottles
and the people that Josh rolls with.
I know,
Valor
rich
kids.
Homie Josh,
Valor kids.
I know
so, to be expected.